This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can pretty much tick off on your fingers the slices of this economy in which the after effects of the financial crisis, lo, these 10 years gone by, are still playing out. Banking and finance, obviously. Real estate. The politics of the economy, for sure. Also, academia, the teaching of economics. Groups of economic students want to know more about what happened and why. The best-known group was formed 6 years ago at the University of Manchester over in the UK. It's called the Post-Crash Economics Society. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has their story.
When he came to choose what to study at university, Cathal Moran says the decision was a no-brainer. The year was 2011, not long after the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
I wanted to try and make sense of this big issue, the financial crisis, which nobody really seemed to have foreseen, nobody really seemed to understand at the time.
But after his first year of economics at Manchester University, Moran was bitterly disappointed.
Something like the financial crisis wasn't even mentioned.
A deplorable omission, says one of his fellow students at the time, Maeve Cohen.
I find it completely inexcusable that the global financial crisis, 4 years after it happened, wasn't mentioned in the core economics module. It was absolutely unforgivable, in my opinion.
Cohen and Moran and another student, Joe Earle, formed the Post-Crash Economics Society. They felt their subject had become detached from reality. They thought it was over-dependent on mathematical models, ignoring actual human behaviour. The Society's aim, says Earle, to press for fundamental changes to the Manchester curriculum.
We called for more real-world focus. We called for more critical thinking. We called for more kind of history.
Economic history, they argued, had been sidelined, not just in Manchester, but throughout the economics profession. Cathal Moran says the crisis might even have been averted had more people been better versed in the repeated crashes down the centuries.
The South Sea bubble, the Mississippi bubble, Tulip Mania, Great Depression, the Long Depression, you know, the East Asian financial crisis. And even a cursory knowledge of those would have helped policymakers just to be on their guard and to know how to react.
6 years on from the birth of the Post-Crash Economics Society, much has improved at Manchester, says Moran, who's now a PhD student at the university.
There's quite a few new modules. There's one on economic history. There's one on economics of public policy, which is very practical. And there's more modules coming as well, which is really great.
And the movement to bring more daylight and more reality into the study of economics has, says Joe Earle, spread well beyond Manchester.
Today, there are over 50 groups in 23 countries around the world that completely independently started campaigning.
That campaign will continue, he says, until the post-crash movement achieves its ultimate goal, persuading all economics teachers that
economics isn't a science with one right answer. It is about ethics and it is about politics. You can't just have experts putting numbers into a calculator and churning out the right answer.
And that is perhaps the most resounding lesson of the crash. Economists do get things wrong, and sometimes spectacularly. In Manchester, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.